Are you Ahmadi?
I'm Ahmadi, yes.
Do you believe that Ahmad, Ghulam Ahmad, was a prophet or the Mahdi or both?
Go and get a book from heaven. What he said? قُلْ هَلْ كُنْتُ إِلَىٰ بَشَرٍ رَسُولًا. Yeah?
Subhanallah, what's this? What's this? I don't know what's this. Are you okay?
Where are you from?
We are one.
I know you're one, but I agree with that.
Yeah, I'm Somali.
What's your name, first?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Abdurrahman.
Abdurrahman. Do you believe that Ahmad, Ghulam Ahmad, was a prophet or the Mahdi or both?
You see, first of all, we have to understand, yeah, that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Jesus will come back.
Yeah.
Which means Jesus was a prophet. And when he will come back, he will support the Islam Ummah.
Yes.
To make them victorious.
Yes.
Yeah? So majority of the Muslims, yeah, they believe that Jesus, yeah, was the old prophet of Bani Israel. Yeah? The son of Mary. Yeah? And which the Quran says, was Rasulullah ila Bani Israel. Yeah? So they believe that he himself will come down as a mercy. But according to the Holy Quran, yeah, he passed away.
Go ahead.
Yeah, when somebody passes away.
When did it, sorry, he, let's just, sorry. Before
yeah,
we go.
I'm coming to you.
Muhammad?
Abdurrahman.
Sorry, Abdurrahman. You believe that, because I'm a Muslim, Sunni Muslim, yeah? He's a Sunni Muslim.
Yes.
We have to just kind of understand where we are. So you're a Qadian. But I just want to know, do you believe, are you Lahori, do you believe that Imam Ahmad, Ghulam Ahmad, is prophet or prophet and Mahdi or both?
You see, that's what I'm trying to make.
Can you just tell me?
I understand. You know, there are questions, yeah? If you say someone, you know, answer yes or no. That's not the right way, yeah?
Okay, sorry. Let's go your way.
I want to make you understand.
Yes.
That all Muslims believe, yeah?
Yes.
That a prophet will come. Yeah?
And
that prophet,
yeah,
is Jesus. The son of Mary. They believe that son of Mary.
You said that Jesus died, yeah?
All Muslims believe a prophet. I'm talking about a prophet.
No. All Muslims, they don't believe this. I mean, what you said is wrong.
I mean, majority of them.
Not majority.
They believe a prophet will come.
No, they don't believe this. They believe Jesus will come. That's what majority
believe. Not a prophet?
No. They believe Jesus will come.
Was he a prophet?
Jesus will come.
Was he a prophet?
Yeah, he was a prophet, yeah.
Will he be a prophet?
He will be a prophet. He will stay. His status.
That's
his
what
status,
I'm saying.
His status is the
so,
same.
So what I'm saying is exactly what you are saying. That a prophet will come, and that prophet was son of Mary. And when he comes back, he will be a prophet.
Okay.
He will still receive wahy.
No.
After Muhammad.
No. Who said that? We don't say this.
No.
Bukhari. Where is Bukhari here? Where is Bukhari?
We shall come to that.
Muhammad, please. Sorry,
Abdurrahman. Where is Bukhari? Where is Bukhari? Just to quote. When you say Bukhari, because you know what? I'll tell you something. Listen, let's have a good discussion. Why? When you say Bukhari, you need to bring the quotation. Otherwise, I will say to you, you lie. If I said to you, your book says such and such, and if it's not there, it's not there, then say to me you are a liar.
You see, first of all,
did you see anything in Bukhari?
We should not be saying a liar to anyone.
No. That we should say. If someone lies about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi
wasallam,
he's a liar. Whatever I say. قال عليه if you know Arabic. لا من تكلم علي بكلام كذب فليتبوأ مقعده من النار.
You see whatever I say, yeah. You can ask me later on because I don't have the books with me now.
Okay. So don't say things that you don't know.
You can ask me and say,
Abdurrahman,
where is it?
I want to ask you a question. Please, can you allow me to ask you a question?
Yeah, so let me finish.
Let me ask you a question because you said some things and I want to clarify. Yeah. You said in the Quran that it says that Jesus died. Okay. Well, hold on. You're referring. I know what you're referring to. Let's talk about it. You're referring to Surah Al-Ma'idah. Chapter 5, yeah, verses 17 to 19.
Yes.
117 to 119.
Yeah. What's Allah saying?
Which is the last few verses.
Yeah.
So it says, "Inni mutawaffika."
Whatever.
No, not here. No, this is
another
not
another one.
This is another verse.
Okay, cool. There are many.
فلما توفيتني كنت كنت عليهم شهيدا ما دنت فيهم
فلما توفيتني كنت أنت عليهم
بعينهم
وأنت على كل شيء شهيد.
Anyways, this verse, and then it says, listen to this, yeah. What does the word توفي What does توفي mean?
توفى means in the Holy Quran.
Yes.
If there is no qualifying word, like a lail or manam, yeah.
Okay.
Let me finish.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
There, Tawafa comes so many times in the Holy Quran.
Yeah, how many times?
Every single time.
Seven times.
It's death.
Seven times.
Yeah, except when there is a layl. هو الذي يتوفاكم بالليل. Or.
La. That's wrong. Can I say sorry? Because you can't.
Don't stop me. Let me finish.
No. You can't misquote the Quran. Sorry. You misquote the Quran.
No, let me.
What? No, please. Because if you're going to quote the Quran, it has to be quoted correctly. It's not fair on the Quran if you quote it in an incorrect way. It's haram. Yeah?
No, please. Let me say it. What is it?
Let me tell you.
Say what's the Quran?
Yes, I'll tell you the Quran. What is what you're trying to say.
Am I wrong?
Please listen. Please, you have to be... Yeah? It's mentioned in Surah Zumar.
Verse 42.
Chapter 39, verse 42. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu... يتوفى الأنفس حين موتها والتي لم تمت في منامها والتي لم تمت في منامها. Okay. فيرفع التي خضع عليها الموتى ويرفع إلى أجل المسمى. Now this verse in chapter 39. Please. No, you have to let me finish. Please.
I'm reading the Quran.
أخي حرام. حرام.
I'm reading the Quran for you.
أخي أنت.
Allah says.
أخي. I'm speaking. You're talking over me. Please. Yeah. It's mentioned in Surah Zumar. After I finish, you can continue because it's not fair like that.
What does the verse say?
Okay,
Surah Allah Zumar,
chapter 39, verse 42. He says, Allah, and the same word here, tawaffi, yeah? Or tawaffa. So we are tawaffa when we sleep.
Here.
Lam tamut. This lam tamut means.
Right.
Please calm down.
Lam tamut, yeah.
Because you said before. You said this word tawaffa, it means death.
Except
okay, fine. Okay, whatever. What I'm telling you now. Now you're saying, except if I has a qualifying word of layl.
Layl or manam?
No, I'm not.
If there's no layl or there's no manam,
no,
which then, means death.
No,
but this is not the same. This is not the case here.
This verse in Surah Zumar is saying that you can have tawaffa, but you're not dying.
But which means?
You're sleeping.
When you are sleeping.
Yes.
Yeah.
So don't say that it says
the soul, your soul.
Yes.
Can be in manam.
So okay, thank you very much. So now, what does this mean? Because if you think about it, if you're saying the word tawaffa means death, then here you have this verse and another verse, by the way, in the Quran. But let's just stick with this one for now, Surah Zumar, where it's telling you the word tawaffa could mean something other than
death. That's what I said. If there is no qualifying word. If there is no manam, if there is no
name. In the Arabic language.
Yeah. Or other languages in the Holy Quran.
Now, I'm asking you a question. Because the word tawaffa, if you look at the old khawamis, the old mu'ajam, if you look at, for example, Lisan al-Arab, or Mufradat al-Quran, Taj al-Arus, all of these words, it tells you that tawaffa is not confined to death. It's when something is taken. So we believe that Jesus was taken for a momentary period and then he came back. And that's what's going to happen. He's going to come back. It doesn't necessitate death. Now, the Khawamis are against you, the Quran is against you. So my question is, why do you insist that it says in the Quran that Jesus died when it's very clear here in this verse that actually this word tawaffa does not mean necessarily death? Do you accept that the word can mean death and it can mean just someone who's taken away, something which is taken away?
You see, when you are saying, when Allah says Allah will tawaf al-anfusa hina mawtiha, yeah?
وَالَّتِي لَمْ تَمُتْ فِي مَنَامِهَا
وَالَّتِي لَمْ تَمُتْ فِي مَنَامِهَا فَيُمْسِكُ الَّتِي قَضَى عَلَيْهِ
مَوْتَ
That one will die.
إِلَى أَجْلِ
مُسَمَّى وَيُسْلُ أُخْرَى إِلَى أَجْلِ مُسَمَّى. Which means when somebody is in a state of sleep,
yeah,
his body is not flying, he's here.
Who said to you that?
Look, when every night when you sleep, yeah, you die every night.
No, you don't because die.
No,
the Quran says, doesn't die. Okay.
The prayer you read, yeah, when you wake up, yeah, Alhamdulillah, الذي أحيانا بعدما أماتنا.
Okay, okay, okay.
Can I ask you a question? How did Jesus die?
Jesus, like anybody else.
How?
What do you mean how die? Ibrahim died?
Was he killed?
Yeah, they didn't kill him.
Did they kill him?
No, no. The Quran says, وَمَا قَتَلُوا وَمَا سَلَمُوا.
Okay. So Allah said, what he said after it?
Yeah.
What he said, Allah?
Allah says, إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ.
No, before مُتَوَفِّيكَ, he said. Yeah, here, we're talking Surah An-Nisa. Yeah. Verse number 157 and 150, so 158, 159, yeah? So Allah said in the Quran, after he said وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ, he said Allah said after it, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكُمْ شُبَّهَ لَهُمْ وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ لَفِي شَكٍّ
مِنْهُ.
Okay. مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِلَّا اتَّبَعَ أَفْضَلْ. Yeah? Then Allah said وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا. Then after that, what Allah said? بَلْ
رَفَعَهُ
اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. So Allah has brought him up to him. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ to Allah. So where's Allah?
Allah نور السماوات والأرض.
Okay, just a minute. So رفع الله إليه. Now here.
When you are
وإن من أهل الكتاب. So Allah said here. وإن من أهل الكتاب إلا
ليؤمنن.
ليؤمنن with who? They will believe in who?
Don't confuse people. They are.
ليؤمنن به. Who's look, به? Who's
the,
به?
The Quran is very clear. Yeah.
Who's به?
Quran is very clear, yeah.
The meaning of it, yeah. The people of the book, they're gonna believe in him. Who's him here?
Sorry?
The people of the book, they're gonna believe in him before his death.
Yeah.
Who's that? Allah talking about who? You know, Allah used something which is called future terms. Allah is talking about لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ, which means they're gonna believe in him in the future.
Who will believe?
قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ.
Who will believe? يَوْمِ
الْقِيَمَةِ. I'm asking you. You're the expert here.
You see.
Yeah. Tell me. What is it?
You see the Quran. Can you translate?
Listen. Here, Allah said in the Quran, "وَإِنْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ some people of the book, إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَ النَّبِيِّ they're gonna believe in him قبل موته before his death, which means before his death. Moting here.
You are jumping.
I'm not jumping.
You are jumping from the. Listen.
Leave.
You are jumping from the verses.
Listen. Explain to me.
You are coming from the verses where Allah says, "Inni mutawaffi."
Subhanallah. Leave this. Leave ayah. Leave this ayah. Read this ayah. Please.
Okay. The other thing.
So Allah said.
Okay.
Listen. Bal rafa Allah alayk. You agree that Allah rafa Allah alayk.
I think.
When you are praying.
I think it's
you say.
You understand now.
Okay. When you are praying, you say Rabbi ighfirli warfa'ni.
Subhanallah. Warfa'ni
means Allah raise me.
Brother, these are side things.
No, you're going out of subject.
These are, you are going out of subject.
Stick
to the ayah. I know. Listen. I'll tell you. Abd al-Rahman.
Inshallah,
you will guide you to Rahman. Listen. You say, you're going everywhere except in this ayah. We are talking about this ayah. I'm not talking about any motive. I'm talking about this ayah. Allah said, you agreed with me. بَلْ رَفَعُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. Allah has brought him up to him. Yeah? Then Allah said the very following ayah. وَإِنْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. And the, some people of the book, they're going to believe. They will in the future. They will believe in him. Who's him?
Yes.
Isa. Yeah?
Isa, yes.
Before his death.
Yes.
You said he died. Yes. Allah says,
okay.
People of the book,
okay.
Hold on. What Allah called the followers of Isa?
I ask you a question. What about the people who died?
Subhanallah.
You are saying he was taken to heaven before 2,000 years.
Subhanallah.
Yeah?
Leave where
what
he is.
About all the Christians who passed away?
Just a minute.
When he comes back?
Just a minute. Now Allah says,
you are listening to me.
No, you are not listening. No,
you are not listening to me.
Listen.
No, just 1 second. You listen to me.
Okay. Did Allah?
I said, okay, you listen to me first.
Okay, I will listen to you first.
Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening. Yeah,
okay.
Go.
Just 5 minutes, yeah?
No, not five.
No, not five. Listen, about this ayah. About this ayah.
Yes.
You have 1 minute.
This ayah, 5 minutes.
No, not 5 minutes.
Two minutes.
2 minutes.
Okay, 2 minutes. You see, this verse Allah says, وَإِنْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ
إِلَّا لِيُؤْمِنَنَّ
بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ. They will believe in him before his death.
Yeah.
Jesus, son of Mary, was sent to Banu Israel. Yeah? Quran says, وَالرَّسُولَ إِلَى بَنُوا إِسْرَائِيلَ. Which means, he has to deliver the message to Banu Israel. When he was put on the cross, yeah? just 2 minutes, yeah? When he was put on the cross.
On the cross.
So yeah? He died on the cross.
Just listen, just 2 minutes. 2 minutes, yeah? When he was put on the cross.
Sorry.
He didn't die on the cross.
So he didn't die.
He was put on the cross.
Yeah?
In Palestine, there were only two tribes. And the Jewish were 12 tribes. The Arab 10 tribes
Allah
migrated to the east.
He's everywhere. Yeah? In the eye.
Which means Allah saved him from the cross. So they have also to believe. The other 10 tribes have also to believe. To
okay. Yeah, you have 30 seconds. You have 30 seconds left. 30 seconds.
Let me finish.
Yeah?
He has to follow Banu Israel. Because he was Rasul ila Banu Israel. And he has to believe in the message before he dies. So he followed them.
10 seconds.
He followed them. He made the 10
tribes. Yeah, okay, you finished. Finish. The two minutes are finished.
The 10 tribes.
Your two minutes finished.
He delivered the message.
Listen.
Yeah?
We're done. You're done. I know. You are stuck. You don't know what to answer. But let me
understand. Finish.
Yeah.
He delivered the message that he died.
Okay. Okay, now I'm acting. Alhamdulillah, Biden. Explain. So here, Allah. Listen to this. Allah, the beautiful verses of Allah, of Quran. Allah said, why Allah named them Ahlul Kitab? Allah didn't say, oh, the one who believes in Isa. Because Allah, the people who believe in Isa, they are Muslims. And the din and Allah Islam. Isa was preaching Islam, alayhi salatu wasalam. Musa was preaching Islam. So that's how is it? They are named as believers, as Muslims. Yeah? So when they become Ahlul Kitab, this is after
2 minutes, yeah?
They became Ahlul Kitab after Muhammad alayhi salam came. Then Allah named them Ahlul Kitab. So before that, before Muhammad alayhi salam was sent, they were never Ahlul Kitab. So Allah is talking to people of the book who? The one who came after Muhammad alayhi salam.
Yes,
so Allah said,
yeah.
So Ahlul Kitab, they're gonna believe in him. They will in the future. So Arabic. Believe in him. They're gonna believe in him in the future. Believe in Isa. They're gonna believe in him before his death. Before his death, the Isa death. قبل موته. Then Allah says here, and this what is it? قبل موته ويوم القيامة يكون عليهم شهيد. So Isa will come and he's gonna be witness against them or with them. So here, are you saying you are twisting the verses of Allah and saying Isa died? And Allah says the people of the book they're gonna believe in him. Before his death, your channel, let's say. I want to stop here.
What's the verse number?
Nisa, okay. Surah Nisa. What verse
number? 158. When the kuffar, told Muhammad, go.
You're jumping the question.
La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Stick to the ayah.
Stick to the ayah.
I have already spoken
this.
No, we didn't.
I don't want to leave this ayah until we finish it.
قبل الموت. Explain that now. What do you understand from that?
Sorry. قبل الموت means he has to deliver the message. Yeah?
Who?
The 10 tribes.
Who? No, subhanAllah. Here, the people of the book. This is Abin Israel.
Yeah, people of the book.
People of the book, now.
Jews
and Christians, no.
Who Jesus was sent?
So have you got
Jesus was sent to Ben Israel.
Okay, but this is not the point.
They are the people of the book.
This is not the point.
I've got a question.
This is not the point.
Ben Israel were people of the book.
Ya akhi, here, when you say, وَإِنَّنَا أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ when Allah says, from the people of the book, after Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, they became, Allah called them people of the book, not during Isa alayhi salam. He called them the people of the book after Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. That's why we call them people of the book, because of this. Before Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam was sent, they were not people of the book. They were considered Yehud and Nasara. Now, Yehud and Nasara. Now, this is after the disbelief. Now, Allah said, people of the book, they're going to believe in Isa alayhi salam.
Before
his death.
It's my time now. Okay, it's my time. There are so many verses in the Holy Quran. Which prove Jesus passed away. I tell you three of them. Allah says, when the Kuffar told Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go and get a book from heaven, what he said? قُلْ هَلْ كُنْتُ إِلَى بَشَرٍ رَسُولًا. Yeah? هَلْ كُنْتُ
SubhanAllah, what's this? I don't know what's this. Are you okay?
Yeah.
I mean, understand.
Another verse. Allah says,
okay, don't let him get away from that verse.
I don't want to get him. He's he's jumping, bro. Until he
starts talking about Surah Al-Umar as well.
I want to give another one.
Listen, leave this. Until I want him to speak about it.
I want one more thing.
Listen, you are older than me, yeah? You are older than me. You know, I respect your elderly.
You should be. It's my time now.
You should respect your age. I mean, what are you talking about? Respect your age.
You finish your time. It's my time now. I'll say in the Holy Quran, Inni mutawafika, which means I will cause you to die.
No, it doesn't mean that.
It doesn't mean this.
What is it?
What is it?
No, hold on.
You can sleep.
What is Inni mutawafika?
Sleep. It means death. They finished. They are there in time, which means istawfa al-waqt. Their time is finished. Tawaffa as well means sleep. All of them means tawaffa as well means taking up all of it. It means that.
Okay. Tawaffa.
I will tell you something.
Tawaffa
as well.
Listen.
I will
listen.
Don't shout. Tawaffa.
When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we are talking about Allah and a human being, and there is no qualifying word like Layl or Manam, all the time in the Holy Quran,
I'll give him a couple of things. Tawafa means one minute, I'll just spray something on him.
But Manam, when you talk about Manam, there's one verse in the Holy Quran, saying the Holy Quran, yeah? Allah yatawafa al-anfusa hina mawtiha.
Wallahi lam tamut
hina mawtiha. No, hina mawtiha. Allah causes the nafs to die when somebody, when the time of death comes. Wallati lam tamut.
The one doesn't die, yeah?
Yeah? Fi manamiha.
Okay.
The person, when the person is sleeping, when the person is a manam, in a dream, the person is not conscious.
Okay.
So that's what Allah says.
Fine.
Yeah? No, let's just listen. When that's what Allah says. Man. Yeah?
Let him talk.
That's what Allah says. The person, when he is sleeping, is like sort of death. Like he, but Allah says, for yumsikul lati khaba alayhi al-maut. The person, that the time of death has come, the soul will not come back.
Fine, but can I ask
you? No, just listen. Please. Just listen.
Khalas, we finish your minute. I'm not listening to you.
I want to read for you, yeah?
You're not preaching, just a minute. Hey, I'm debating.
Okay, someone time this, man. Someone get a timer out.
I timed it.
Okay.
Hey, it's
finished.
Abdurrahman. I don't know if it was the least or anything to talk about this man.
Please.
By the way,
I want to read for you.
Abdurrahman,
the first of Talib.
No, samah.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I am going to read for
Abdi
you.
Abdi Amos.
Listen, he's preaching here. What's preaching?
Don't worry.
You see, the ulama.
Listen, quiet. You don't know Alama of Salaf.
Alama of Salaf.
Just leave it.
Look, I'm here. Alama Ulusi.
We're talking from the Salaf Ulusi.
Al-Ustad. أميل عز العرب
عبد الرحمن
الأستاذ
عبد الرحمن
متلو السلف
محمد شلتوت
أبتي
وصل ركض
شلتوت الأزهر
جماعة الأزهر
شلتوت أنتم من تقولوا
إذا هو مفتي
شلتوت إزاي
أوكي الأستاذ محمد أبو زهرة الأستاذ
لا خليه
الشيخ المراقي
أوكي كان نجيب تايم
عبد القدوم Salah Abu Ismail.
You see? What did they say?
All this ulama, they believe in that Jesus passed away.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
That's not true. There's a lie.
You understand?
That's a lie.
But if you go to the church now, they believe
he's preaching here.
Yeah,
yeah.
Abdi, a lie. Abdi, please. We're trying to speak to each other, yeah? Abdi. Listen, please. Yeah? Abdi, you're older than me. I don't want to disrespect you. Please.
The Quran says.
Let me say one thing. Please.
I'm going
please.
To read for you.
No, Akhi. No, you don't have
to. Khalas. If that's okay.
I'll read for you.
We don't want to listen to you. If someone doesn't have the honor to speak, to give time, if someone doesn't have the honor, you don't have the honor. There's a problem.
No, you are.
You don't have the honor. When you said, we should. You didn't even explain the Quran. You read the Quran according to what you wish.
Now
here. We're not here to be. Listen, you either will listen. It's a debate. You need to listen. I'm not here to listen to you. We're not here to listen to you. We have here two sides. So, you need to listen. You need to listen first.
Look, I want to read for you.
Please. Let me ask you a question.
Does anyone want to hear? Does anyone want to listen to him? Khalas, no one wants to listen. We want to listen now to our side.
You go.
No, you go. We are here. We are staying here. And those are big brothers or Sunnis. Yeah? You go, we're all Sunnis here.
Habibi.
I want you to use. Let it be debate. It's a debate. It's two sides. It is two sides. You should respect your gray hair.
What I believe is the Quran.
Really?
Yeah, okay. I believe in the Quran, yeah?
You believe in the Quran? You believe in the Quran?
وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ وَفَرْسَ القرآن says وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ وَسُورَةُ آلِ عِمْرَانَ
فَرْسَ 55. لو سمحت. Please.
Quran says,
okay.
We're gonna close the camera.
I want to ask him three questions. And if he's hearing me now, he hears what I'm saying, let him answer. He knows it's very damning questions and very hard to answer. So here's the questions. Number one, if he believes in the Quran in the way that the Quran is revealed, which is in 10 qira'at and stuff like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter number 33 of the Quran, Surah Al-Ahzab, verse number 40, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Muhammad is not only the Khatim al-Nabiyyin, but Khatim al-Nabiyyin.
Yes.
Khatim al-Nabiyyin means the seal of the prophets. Khatim al-Nabiyyin means the final prophet. My question to him would have been, do you reject the verse in the Quran where it says that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final prophet? He might say that's an ambiguous verse. Fine. He, Ahmadiyya, they accept also Bukhari and Muslim. So I ask him a question. I'm going to ask him now. If he wants to answer, he can. Abdurrahman. Abdurrahman. There's a hadith that's narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu kama fi sahihaini. Yeah? It's in sahihain Bukhari and Muslim. Where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam explicitly said, listen to this, guys, please. He says, la nabiyya ba'di. There's no prophet after me. Now, you have a verse in the Quran where it says that Prophet Muhammad is Khatam al-Nabiyyin, that he's Khatim al-Nabiyyin, and you have a hadith that says that la nabiyya ba'di. There's no prophet after me. Now, how do we interpret this? Is there any other way of interpreting these verses and these ahadith other than to say that Prophet Muhammad is the final prophet? Now, another point I wanted to make to him, which is going to be very difficult for him to answer, is this. If he believes that Ghulam Ahmad is prophet, and he is Masih, and he is Mahdi, what do you do of the hadith where it says that at the end of times, the Mahdi will come and the Isa will be behind him in what? In prayer. Was he in two places at one time? Is he two people? Is Ghulam Ahmad two individuals? Actually three, so Trinity is coming into the equation? So these are very important questions. He knows they're coming, so he's shielding himself by shouting and not letting us speak. I believe whoever believes the idea of Ahmadiyya having this kind of damning qat'i evidence completely... No, it's, I believe that they are literally fooling themselves, deluding themselves, disregarding the Qur'an. You would have to disregard the Qur'an. You would have to reject the Qur'an. You would have to do disbelief of the Qur'an in order to come to this conclusion. There's no way you can believe the Qur'an and you can believe the hadith and come to that conclusion. And if you do, then you are literally disregarding the verse of the Quran.
And not only that, as will Mahdi come from the lineage of the Prophet ﷺ, which is the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned that the Mahdi is going to come from Al-Hasan radiallahu anhu. So that's a Mahdi. Now if they believe as well in Bukhari and Muslim, yeah, again, they have to believe that the Mahdi will be coming from the lineage of the Prophet ﷺ. Where is Ghulam Ahmad came from? Which
India?
Lineage? India. Where is, what's his lineage? So his lineage is not from the Prophet ﷺ. So he's not, definitely he's not Mahdi. Yeah. He's not Isa as well, because Allah Azza wa Jalla has said, when we said, when we were talking about that, when Allah Azza wa Jalla has said regarding the mutawafi, we said tawafa means as well take him as a whole, or Allah Azza means as well he stopped his sustain, for example. That's as well. Istawfa,
istawfa, istawfa, that as well.
So it has many meanings regarding the tawafa, and that's what the people they are trying to quote, that Isa died, no, that there will be a prophet after Isa. Yeah. How is that?
That says that Muhammad, that the Mahdi will have the same name as Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his surname will be the same. Yes,
will be the same. Nah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Mahdi.
So what was this guy's name?
So we don't know. His name is Ghulam Ahmad. Ghulam Ahmad. That's something.
Yeah, so Ahmad is not Muhammad.
So is that Muhammad?
And his father was not Ibn Abdullah.
Is that Abdullah as well? So okay. there are many things, which is there are many misconceptions about the belief of the Qadiani, and that's the problem with them. And that's why majority of scholars of Islam, or all of those, there is a consensus, they say, they are out of the fold of Islam because of the principles that they have believed.
What about those guys, Sheikh, the Lahori ones, the ones that believe that he is not, he's not the Prophet, but he's a Mahdi?
The same thing, they will fail into the same problem, because Mahdi, his name is Muhammad ibn Abdullah, and he's from the lineage of Al-Hasan radiyallahu anhu. And again, and this doesn't manifest in that person. It doesn't manifest in that person. That's why he's not the Mahdi, and he's not. And as well, Mahdi will lead Isa alayhi salam. He will be existed in a time where Isa alayhi salam will be there. Where did Ghulam Ahmad meet Mahdi? Oh, Isa alayhi salam. What did he meet? If he's the Mahdi.
He is Isa, he says.
If he, where did he meet?
Isa and Mahdi.
Where did he meet Mahdi? Those Lahori,
the says. He believes they are both at the same time.
For those that Qadiani, the Lahori, they said he's Mahdi, but he's not Isa. Where did Ghulam Ahmad meet Isa alayhi salam?
He is Isa.
If that's his, that's again, that means he's a prophet.
I want to ask you, he's a prophet of God. He had an objection, Sheikh. We're doing like Jay Smith and
No,
he's always on time. They asked the question. He said that, you know, بَرَّفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. He said that, oh Allah, he raised him to himself. This is not indicative, like, you know the hadith in Bukhari when it says that Allah, he raises the believers in darajat. Whoever does tawadu' lillah, then Allah, he does So he says that. But what about the hadith that says Nuzul Isa? Isn't there hadith that says...
There is a hadith that Isa alayhi salam will be coming and wearing a cloth from Jannah. Alayhi salatu
wasalam.
On the wings of two angels, and they will be coming, and he will be coming in he will be descending down in Syria, and as well his hair will be dripping with water. Alayhi salatu wasalam. This is what the Prophet has described Isa alayhi salam.
He came down because he had a problem with the word rafa'ahu.
Yeah, so he will be coming down.
With going up, so how could he be coming down?
He will be coming down physically, And as well,
because if they say this is Sheikh, I wanted to ask you. Because if they say this is a metaphoric nuzul, so it's not a real nuzul, does that mean that Isa now will go down in ranks?
That means going down in ranks, that's the other way around, and that's the problem. The other thing, which is the last thing, when Allah said as well, the ayah which he was taqtid, he didn't know what to do with it, when he said, إِلَّا لَيُؤْمَنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ, which means the people of the book, Allah named the Jews and the Christians, after he sent Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, he named them the people of the book. That's how Allah named them. So before that, they were not named as people of the book. They were not named as that. So after Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam was sent, then Allah named them in the Quran to be people of the book. So Allah said, those people of the book, they're going to believe in Isa, from the Jews and from the Christians. They're going to believe in Isa alayhi salam as a prophet, and came, and he will be coming to fulfill the chain, or to fulfill his duty as a prophet of Allah. قبل موته, before the death of Isa عليه السلام, before the death. So Allah is, when Allah said قبل موته, ها هي, or him, it refers to Isa عليه السلام. So they're gonna believe in him before his death, which means Allah has promised Isa عليه السلام to die. And the people of the world, they're going to believe in him before his death. So if Allah is talking about the future, they're going to believe in him before his death. So Allah is talking about the future. How the things in the future that happened in the past? How is it? So when Allah says, describe that the people of the world, they're going to believe in him in the future, it means in the future. It doesn't mean before Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent.
Yes.
And that's another problem. Again, they are stuck in it.
The name of the Prophet.
Well, I'd like to thank you.
Make sure you subscribe to the channel.